I think most of us have a general sense of the meaning of the word integrity. Integrity might bring to mind a person we know, someone who is truthful, someone who understands what should be done and does it. One definition of integrity is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, moral uprightness. In other words, integrity is being honest and doing the right thing, even if that right thing is unpopular, uncomfortable, or not what you want to do. And some would add that integrity is doing those things when no one is looking. Today, our readings give us two examples of a lack of integrity. The reading from the book of the prophet Amos talked about how the merchants, the shopkeepers, dealt with religious celebrations. The merchants were obliged to suspend their business on the Sabbath and on other religious feasts. The merchants obeyed the religious custom, but they did so hypocritically. As Amos said, they waited anxiously for the feast to be over, for the Sabbath to be over, so they could sell things again. And their religious observance was not a sacrifice of praise to God. Rather, it was a major inconvenience that kept them from making money. And we heard that they didn't make their money honestly. They cheated their customers, especially the poor people. They gave them less grain than they said they were selling them. And then the merchants rigged their scales so that the merchants would get more than they deserved. Again, the ones who were most often cheated were the poor. And the reading ends with Amos assuring the dishonest merchants that they will receive their punishment from God, who will not forget their dishonesty. In the gospel, we heard the story of the dishonest manager. He was in a very responsible position, and he was abusing that position. When the master found out, he told the manager that he would be fired. But before he left his job, the manager went around to the people who owed his master a variety of goods, things like wheat and oil, and he reduced the amount that they had to pay back. He did that so that they would think favorably of him and maybe help him out after he got fired. Another example of a lack of integrity. When I think of integrity, or rather the lack of integrity in our times, I think of the scammers who call me on the phone day after day telling me that I've just won something or that one of my accounts has been compromised and it needs my immediate attention. Invariably, this is an account that I don't even have. And the emails from some wealthy foreigner who wants to give me millions of dollars, I just have to click on a link and provide some financial details. I occasionally actually get emails from somebody claiming to be Father Paul telling me that he needs some money. Just send an e-transfer. Just for your information, Father Paul would never do that. If you get such an email from him, it's a scam. Now, these are obvious examples of a lack of integrity, but we all face situations in our lives that challenge our integrity. I'm sure it's happened to you that you've paid for something at the store with a $10 bill and the cashier gave you change for a $20. Well, what do you do? I mean, no one would know if you put the other $10 in your pocket, at least no one but you and God. And after all, you know, this is a big company. They won't miss $10, and everything is so expensive these days. You might accidentally hit another car in the parking lot at Walmart. Not a lot of damage, but, you know, even a small dent can cost a lot to fix. Do you leave a note for the driver of the other car? Or do you just leave discreetly, hoping no one saw anything? After all, they probably have insurance, right? Another definition of integrity states that it is adherence to moral and ethical principles. And I think that definition gets us around the ethical conundrum of what to do when we get too much change at the store or when we dent a car in the parking lot. The word adherence to moral and ethical principles, means that we don't just invent our own version of right and wrong and then assume that if we follow our own rules, we're acting with integrity. Adherence means that there are moral and ethical principles that exist, despite our efforts to rationalize some of our less ethical actions. One of the reasons we come to Mass on Sunday is to listen to the stories in the Bible and the teachings of Jesus, to learn about right and wrong, so that we can act with integrity. You see, there's a big difference between being true to yourself and being a person of integrity. The dishonest manager in today's gospel was being true to himself. It was his nature to cheat people, to look out for himself at all costs, and he did that. But of course, he was not acting with integrity. There's another definition of integrity that relates to structures, to buildings. If a building has integrity, it means it was built with high-quality materials and proven methods of construction. Such a building will withstand rain and wind, even earthquakes. If we base our thoughts, words, and actions on the teachings of Jesus, we have a certain wholeness, a stability that is able to withstand the problems and temptations that all of us face in our lives. To live with integrity, we have to be clear about what's important in our lives. Jesus said that we cannot serve God and wealth. When we serve wealth, then wealth becomes our primary motivation. The means by which we obtain that wealth then become less important. And so it's not necessary to act with integrity when we seek wealth. If our choice is to serve God first, rather than putting wealth first, we can still pursue wealth, but in the pursuit of wealth, we will act with integrity, not like the dishonest merchants and not like the dishonest manager. It's gratifying, I think, to read stories in the news about these very wealthy people who donate huge sums of money to charitable causes. I mean, these are people for whom the accumulation of wealth is and has been a priority. But obviously, it's not their only priority. Now, today we start our fundraiser for our brothers and sisters in Jamaica. We've been doing this for a long time, and I must say it's heartwarming for me to see the extraordinary generosity of us ordinary people. And I think generosity is a trait of people who possess integrity. People who act with integrity do not focus primarily or exclusively on themselves. I've spoken a lot about integrity as it relates to money. Integrity is about much more than having an appropriate relationship with money, yet our readings today focus us on that. And in fact, our relationship with money often defines whether we will be people of integrity or not. Lynn Twist wrote a book called The Soul of Money, and I'll end with a quote from her book. Each of us experiences a lifelong tug of war between our money interests and the calling of our soul. When we're in the domain of soul, we act with integrity. We are thoughtful and generous, allowing, courteous, courageous, and committed. We are open, vulnerable, and heartful. We are trustworthy and trusting of others. We feel at peace within ourselves, and confident that we are an integral part of a larger, more universal experience, something greater than ourselves.
Let us profess our faith.